Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is the next in the series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And in today's video, we're talking about Turkey. If you follow the channel, you'll know that we've been covering Turkey in some detail. And Turkey's economy has been encountering real problems over the last 12 months or so for a couple of main reasons. Firstly, the Turkish economy is a net importer. And secondly, the Turkish lira has fallen by over 50% since the start of 2021. Now, the combination of those two factors has led to very high levels of inflation, and the problem was exacerbated when the government decided to start lowering interest rates rather than following the usual sort of action in those circumstances of raising rates. This caused the lira to fall in value further, and the country got itself into a vicious circle. One of the reasons that Turkey is a net importer is that it has to buy in all of its energy from overseas. And today's video, I want to talk to you about the latest round of gas price increases. Turkey uses natural gas for the production of electricity and buys in large amounts from Russia. And the price movements that we've seen in the markets since Russia invaded Ukraine have really started to hurt Turkey. So in today's video, we'll have a look at the announcement on the latest round of price increases for natural gas and electricity in Turkey. We'll then talk about Turkey's foreign currency reserves, because that's been one of the key issues over the last few months. Turkey has been running very low on foreign currency, which is needed to keep buying in gas and oil. I'll then go on to talk about the currency swaps that Turkey have been doing to keep bolstering its foreign currency reserves. We'll touch on the latest news on inflation and have a look at what's happening with regards to the Turkish lira exchange rates. We'll then talk about Turkey's relationship with Russia and Ukraine, and I'll mention also some negotiations that the country's been having with Israel. And then finally, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think is likely to happen over the next 3 to 6 months and the impact that that's going to have on the global economy. So before we get into all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, and also to subscribe if you haven't done so already. And don't forget that I always include chapters in my videos, so if there's a section that you're not that interested in, it's really easy to skip over it and move on to the next. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look in the description below where you'll find links to Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. BOTAŞ, which is the state-owned entity that controls all of the gas in Turkey, has just announced the latest round of price rises. Natural gas prices have been increased by 50% for industrial users and 35% for households. In addition to that, the price of gas used for electricity production has also been increased by 44.3%. So these are significant price increases that have just been announced. But if we look at the chart for the price of European natural gas, we can see the price on the 23rd of February, the day before Russia invaded Ukraine, was sitting at around 72 euros. After the invasion, the price took off and rose to above 200 euros. It has since come back down and is now trading somewhere in the region of 125 euros. So that movement represents an increase of around 50%, which is what we are seeing Turkey announcing today. So in isolation, this looks like Turkey are just passing through the movements from the market. However, that's not quite the situation, because this isn't the first round of price increases that Turkey have introduced. On the 1st of January this year, natural gas prices were increased 25% for residential use and 50% for industrial use. And at the same time, electricity was increased by 50% for residential users and 100% for companies. And prior to those increases, on the 1st of November 2021, natural gas prices were increased 48% for industrial users and 47% for use by the power plants. So individually, these three rounds of price increases would have been quite substantial. But cumulatively, when you add all three of these increases together, we are talking more than 100% increase in gas prices, significantly more. So the increases in Turkey are by far outstripping what's happening in the market. This isn't simply a case of Turkey passing on the cost that's been caused by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. This is actually Turkey increasing prices over and above what's happening in the general market. And of course, all consumers and all businesses have to use energy. So this is hitting all parts of the economy. As I mentioned at the start of the video, one of the problems that Turkey has is that it's a net importer, and that means that it needs to find foreign currency to be able to do business with other nations. And the biggest single items that it's importing are gas and oil. Now, back in the autumn of 2021, the Turkish Central Bank was using large amounts of foreign currency to support the value of the lira. But as the reserve started to deplete, it was unable to keep up that program, and we saw a sharp deterioration in the value of the lira in the international currency markets. And one of the reasons that it had to abandon that support program is that it needs the foreign currency to keep buying in the gas, to support BOTAŞ, to feed that gas into both households, because a lot of households in Turkey use natural gas for heating and cooking, but also into the Turkish industry. And Turkish industry is a really important part of the economy. Turkey imports a lot of raw materials and unfinished goods, and then manufactures and produces all of those things, and then exports finished products. So the supply of natural gas directly to industry, but also the supply of electricity, which is produced using natural gas, is really critical to the future success of the Turkish economy. And earlier this year, the foreign currency reserves got so low that Turkey wasn't able to keep buying in as much gas as it needed, and therefore there were blackouts in a lot of the industrial zones around Turkey. So a lot of companies had to shut down their production or suspend their operations for a number of days. And that will have a knock-on impact to the economy, because if your industry stops producing things, then it's going to stop earning money, and therefore it won't be able to pay the employees the wages, and it becomes a vicious circle. And as the price of natural gas and oil has increased further over the last couple of months, we've seen more pressure being put onto Turkey. And in February, BOTAŞ used a record $5.3 billion of foreign currency to buy gas in the international markets. And the total amount of foreign currency that BOTAŞ has used over the last 4 months is now at $15.1 billion. Turkey introduced a variety of schemes at the back end of 2021 to try to bring in more foreign currency. So it asked all of its citizens to hand over any foreign currency that they were holding in banks to the government. And it also asked all of its exporters to hand over 25% of their reserves. In addition to that, it also introduced deposit protection schemes to try to bring in more currency. Now, it was reported that those schemes are going very well and over $30 billion had been raised. However, the figures released for the end of March show that the Turkish Central Bank reserves are now down to 15.96 billion. And that compares to the 5.37 billion that BOTAŞ spent in February. And of course, that doesn't include any figures for March. And March is the period when we have seen a huge increase in the cost of natural gas as a result of the war in Ukraine. So it's highly likely that BOTAŞ will have spent considerably more than 5.37 billion in March. And so we are now running down these reserves rapidly in Turkey. Over the last 12 months, the Turkish Central Bank has put into place a number of currency swaps with a variety of countries around the world in order to boost its foreign currency reserves. So essentially, this is a way of unofficially borrowing foreign currency from other countries by agreeing to do swaps at an agreed exchange rate. And I talked about this in a recent video. Turkey had put into place some large swaps with the UAE. The current outstanding exposure from those swaps is sitting at $39.8 billion. Which compares to Turkey's current reserves of $15.9 billion. So that means that on a net basis, Turkey has negative reserves of $23.9 billion. If all of these swaps were unwound right now, that's the net position that Turkey would be looking at. So this is quite concerning. They're essentially borrowing money from the international currency markets to keep feeding BOTAŞ and also to keep supporting the Turkish lira in the international markets, which is still happening unofficially. And in order to keep the lights on and to keep the lira trading at an acceptable level, the country is getting further and further into debt. Now, if this was a company, we'd refer to these swaps as off-balance sheet financing. It's not something that you're having to declare on a monthly basis, but it's still real debt. It's still real risk and exposure. At some point, those swaps will need to be closed out. And so it shows the level of risk that's going on right now in Turkey. It shows the increasing pressure, and it shows the problem that they've got with regards to the lack of foreign currency. And they need the foreign currency to keep buying in energy, to keep the electricity going, and to keep industry supplied with gas, to keep households supplied with gas. So we're getting to a point where Turkey is going to run out of options once all of this foreign currency runs out. I wanted to touch on inflation because the figures that we've just seen with regards to the gas and the electricity prices are going to feed through directly into inflation. And we've already got major problems in Turkey with inflation. The 12-month inflation figure for February was 54.4%, which is the highest level that Turkey has seen for 20 years. The consumer price index in the month was 4.8%. So if you annualise that level, it is significantly above 54.4%. So we're seeing an increasing trend. It's going up at the moment. The producer price index is running at over 105% for the last 12 months. And that's a really important metric for Turkey because they import all of these goods, which they then produce and then export. So if the producer prices are going up more than 100%, then that means that the price of everything is going to go up even more than that, because those producers will have to pass on those cost increases in their final prices. And the latest estimate for March is that inflation is likely to be above 60% and is going to remain at those sort of levels for the whole of 2022. However, if the war in Ukraine carries on for much longer, then that's going to mean that natural gas and oil prices stay incredibly high, and that's going to feed in directly to inflation in Turkey because one of their biggest purchases is energy. They don't produce enough oil and natural gas themselves. They have to buy it in. And so we've got a really big problem in Turkey right now. And if this conflict goes on for the rest of 2022, we could see inflation going over 100% in Turkey. This chart shows the movement in the Turkish lira against the US dollar over the last 12 months. And you can see that the exchange rate fell dramatically in December and hit its lowest point of around 16.4 lira to the dollar on the 17th of December. At that point, the Turkish bank stepped in and the price stabilized at around 13.5 lira in January. Since the crisis in Ukraine started, we have seen a further deterioration in the value of the lira. And that's been driven predominantly by the increase in all of the energy costs. Turkey's a net importer of energy, so that put further pressure onto the lira. And the Turkish central bank just couldn't continue supporting at the 13.5 level. And we've now seen the level switch to around about 14.5 lira to the dollar. The longer that the conflict in Ukraine goes on, the more pressure is being applied to the Turkish lira exchange rate on a daily basis. And if we see a prolonged war, then it's likely that we'll see further deterioration in the lira. And that's going to have a knock-on impact to inflation in the country because Turkey has to buy in a lot of produce. And so as the lira falls further, inflation will rise higher. In this video, I just wanted to touch upon Turkey's relationship with Russia, because Turkey has taken a middle ground during this conflict. It's acting as a mediator. It's trying to negotiate a peace settlement between Russia and Ukraine, and it has relationships with both Russia and Ukraine, and has stated that it won't be taking part in the sanctions against Russia. It wants to continue its relationship. And the main reason for that is that it's very dependent upon Russian natural gas and also Russian wheat. Turkey sources 45% of all of its gas from Russia and 70% of its wheat. In addition, Russia is also Turkey's biggest source of tourists and had 4.7 million visitors in 2021, which equated to 19% of all tourists that visited Turkey. So Turkey's in a very unusual situation here. Most countries right now are either supporting Ukraine or Russia. Turkey has a foot in both camps, and that's predominantly driven by its economic situation and the fact that it needs to keep a relationship with Russia going forward. Now, Turkey is a member of NATO, and whilst NATO is not officially supporting Ukraine, it is favouring Ukraine against Russia in this conflict. And Turkey also has strong economic ties to Ukraine. Bread is a really important part of the Turkish diet. I recently made a video about Egypt, and I talked about the fact that in Egypt they eat three times the amount of bread that is consumed globally. However, Turkey is acknowledged as the country that eats the most bread per capita out of any country in the whole world. So bread is a vital part of the Turkish diet, and that means that wheat and flour are really important to the whole economy. And Ukraine supplies 15% of Turkey's wheat imports, as well as being its third biggest supplier of tourists, with over 2 million Ukrainians holidaying in Turkey in 2021. So you can see why Turkey is keen to maintain its relationship with both countries. As well as the energy imports, it's vital that Turkey keeps the wheat imports coming through, and 85% of all of its wheat imports come from Russia and Ukraine. Along with the rest of the world, Turkey is investigating alternative sources of supply for its natural gas. Geographically, Israel is located relatively close to Turkey, and discussions are ongoing with regards to the possibility of laying a pipeline directly into Turkey from the Israeli gas fields. The pipeline itself would be over 500 kilometers long and cost $1.5 billion to build. However, the pipeline would need to cross waters owned by either Cyprus, which Turkey does not recognize, and Syria, which Turkey has no diplomatic relations with, as it has been backing rebel fighting against the government. So the reason that I wanted to mention this is that whenever you're looking at international relations and the supply of anything, there are always geopolitical factors to include. So whilst in theory it's possible to lay a pipeline directly from the Israeli gas fields into Turkey, you have to look at what boundaries that pipeline is crossing. And even though it's deep under the water and nobody would ever see these pipes, because it's international waters and they're owned by other countries, all of the political tensions and discussions and problems then start coming into play. So it might make sense to run that pipeline into Turkey in terms of avoiding supply from Russia. But unfortunately, because it's going through other international waters, it probably isn't ever going to happen. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, as you'll well know if you follow the channel, Turkey has been having problems over the last 6 months or so, and those problems are starting to get much worse. And the fundamental factor here is the lack of foreign currency. Because Turkey doesn't have an abundance of raw materials that the rest of the world needs, it's become a net importer. Its main industry is manufacturing, and it manufactures things that it imports. So it has a high cost bill each year for importing raw materials for industry, but the biggest factor that it's facing is energy costs. So natural gas and oil are its two largest purchases. And the problem that Turkey has right now is that the Ukraine conflict has increased the price of natural gas and oil significantly. And that was at a point when Turkey was already struggling. So it's increased the cost for Turkey, and it doesn't have the foreign currency reserves to be able to pay for it. So it's used all of these new schemes over the last 6 months or so to rake in as much foreign currency as possible, but those reserves are depleting fast. And as the prices have gone up of all of the energy products, it's draining those reserves faster. So Turkey's been doing more currency swaps to try and get in more currency, but it's still going out the door quicker than they can bring it in. So at some point in the near future, it's highly likely that Turkey will run out of foreign currency. And that is a major problem for two reasons. Firstly, it's been supporting the value of the lira in the international markets. It's been doing it unofficially, but the aim has been to maintain the exchange rate at somewhere around about 14 lira to the dollar. We're seeing that starting to slip now, and as time goes on, there will be less opportunity to be able to support the lira, and it's likely that we will see a further deterioration in the value of the lira over the course of 2022. And one of the reasons that it can't support the lira is that it has to keep buying natural gas and oil in the international markets. So it needs to prioritize those purchases over the support of the currency. So we will see more money being spent on the energy costs as the prices rise. And at some point, Turkey is going to run out of options in terms of where it keeps sourcing that foreign currency. So there's a real crisis point coming at some point over the next 3 to 6 months. And this will have a big impact on the Turkish economy. We're already seeing inflation going up towards 60%. I think it's likely that it's going to go higher. It probably will go somewhere nearer to 100% during the course of this year. And that's unsustainable. We have seen three rounds of price increases passed on to consumers in the last 5 months. And these are big price increases. We're seeing 25, 50%, 100% increases in costs. You can't keep doing that. It's impossible for your population to be able to keep affording those price increases. So none of this is sustainable in the long term. At some point, something has to happen. Either Turkey will need to seek a bailout, or it's going to have to devalue the currency, or possibly even both of those factors. We're seeing that recently in Egypt and Sri Lanka, and it's likely that we will see it flowing through a lot of other developing and emerging economies over the course of 2022. The problems that are going on in Ukraine right now are starting to feed into the actual economy, and we will see real problems over the next 6 months in a variety of countries, and unfortunately that's going to impact on the global economy. So it's becoming more and more likely that we are going to see a global recession during 2022. So hopefully you found this video useful, informative, and engaging. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already. Just a quick word on the sister project, Joe Blogs 2. Things are chugging along quite well. We're getting more subscribers, so we're moving towards that magical 1,000 subscriber figure. So that's fantastic. We're almost there on that front. But the other thing that we need to focus in on is the number of watch hours. You have to have 4,000 hours of viewing time. So if you've got a chance, if you've got the time, please have a look at a couple of the videos. The easiest way to do it is to go to the playlist on the channel and just click on the playlist and it will play through all of the videos. You don't have to keep watching all of them. You can have that running in the background whilst you're doing something else. But if you could do that, I would really appreciate it because that will then get us to the point where the channel is monetized and then we can start the experiment for real. Then we can start finding some YouTube stars of the future and hopefully bring through some real talent and create a really interesting channel. So if you can do that, that's great. If you don't have time, then obviously no worries. And thanks for watching this video all the way to the end.